Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Today we are continuing our discussion that Pastor Paul started a week before last in Genesis. So if you would, please turn to Genesis 2.
我们还是会接着上次刘牧师他开始让带我们一起来看创世纪，我们今天也会去看。所以请大家把圣经翻到创世纪的第二章。
Now, we're not going to read Genesis 2. We've read that story lots and lots and lots and lots of times.
So, 在这里我们不会在这里跟大家去读, 因为我们之前也读过很多遍了。
But I would like to draw your attention to four verses in Genesis 2. And as we kind of go through this, we will read those verses.
所以, 我会把时间花在, 第七节, 第十五节, 第十八和 24节上面。
当我们过这段经文的时候, 我会把它提出来。 Now, a little bit of a beginning here. We need to understand that we live in an age of unbelief.
在我们讲更多之前呢, 我们需要理解的是, 在当下我们活在一个, 是一个不信的时代。
And now unbelief, now I mean by unbelief, unbelief in the God that we find in the Bible.
我们说的不信就是说不信我们在圣经里面所讲述的神。And
we can see the consequences of that unbelief all through our society.
我们可以看到不信神所导致的结果在我们这个现代的生活中哪里都是。We
see it in despair, in depression, hopelessness, greed, suicide.
我们看到绝望,然后有抑郁,然后还有各种各样的问题,有自杀,各样的 现在当下的问题
Just to bring it home a little bit. Did you know that one of the highest areas for teen suicide in the whole country is the beautiful community of Forest, Virginia?
如果大家知道当下在全美国年轻人青年人自杀率最高的地方就是我们在这里的Forest的这个地方。
We also see this age of unbelief and the consequences in divorce, drug abuse, pornography, the justification of homosexuality, the choosing of transsexual and non-binary folk. The list goes on and on and on.
所以我们看到当今实体化的一些表现，就是大家开始有一些离婚，然后有用药，然后用色情网页，然后还有性同性恋的泛滥，还有变性的这一系列的问题，都是从这里来。All
of these consequences are the result of people searching for answers to essential questions.
所以这些问题呢，都是大家在寻找人生中最重要的几个问题时，用自己的方式在找。And
I would submit to you that the Genesis 2 begins to answer three essential questions.
所以在创世纪的第二节里面，就已经把其中我们人生的几大问题中的其中三个已经解释得很清楚。How
did we get here?
我们从哪，我们怎么来的？
What makes life meaningful and fulfilling? And what is the basic relationship?
然后我们之间的关系应该是怎么样？我们和各种事物的互动的关系是怎么样？Now
before we get to that, we kind of need to set the situation in which we find in Genesis 2.
所以在我们讲更多之前呢，我们需要花些时间回到这个经文里面。Turn
to verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
Now the word Eden means a pleasant place.
然后伊甸园就是美好之园，美好的地方。
And as we learned in Genesis 1, verse 31, what God had made, it was very, very good.
所以在第一章的31节里面说，神所造的一切都甚好，就是极好到一个程度，就太好了。
And it is perfection.
就是完美，近乎完美的一个状态，就是完美的状态。
It is as things should be.
就是事物本身是怎么样，就是那个样子。
Now, starting in chapter 2, verse 4, we see the story of creation. Moses is starting to burrow down into this story about creation.
所以在第二章里面，他们就把这个镜头又拉近了一些。摩西这个作者借着他的记录，把这个让我们看得更清楚一点。
I don't get bent out of shape if I use the word story. It is an account.
那这个其实不只是一个故事而已，这更应该是一个事实的记载和记录，应该用这样的态度去对待。
And what we see here is that in Genesis 2, the author begins to focus on the man and the woman that God created.
所以第二章里面，他作者就花时间在花在说上帝造男人造女人这个上面。
This place that God created Eden is perfect.
就是上帝所造的这个伊甸园呢是完美的。
Eden is a place where God and humanity can walk face to face.
伊甸园就是神和人和这个人类可以在一起行走的地方。
As Genesis 3:8 says, and we need to understand that that is a goal of the Bible.
这个就是在三章八节有这样的记载，然后这也是圣经想让我们到的一个程度，就是说我们可以回到和上帝同行的一日子。
We see it in Exodus. God wants to live with His creation.
我们看到也是在出埃及记里面也讲说，上帝想和他的百姓去和他的创造物一起生活。
We see it in the building of the temple in Jerusalem.
我们看也在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面看到这样的。
The Hebrews believed that God Himself lived in the Holy of Holies.
所以希伯来人也相信神他自己他是住在至圣所里面的。
We see it in the life of Jesus.
我们也看到在耶稣基督的生命当中。
God has come to us, Emmanuel.
神以马内利的神道成肉身来到我们当中。
And we see it in Revelation. God's desire is to live with his creation and the great plan that God puts into place starting in Genesis 12,tells that story of how he is going to get back to live with us.
甚至在启示录里面也讲到了说，上帝的心意就是要和他所造的物，所造的东西人活在一起。这个计划呢，就在创世纪十二章里面开始，然后直到他的成就。
We all also have to remember that in Revelation 21 and 22, Eden is not only a place that existed in the past.It's also a place that's going to exist in the future.
在启示录的二十一到二十二节里面讲到说，伊甸园不只是过去存在，而是在未来也会实现的一个地方。
Eden is a place with no death, no illness, no tears. All relationships are as they should be. There is shalom, peace.
伊甸园就是一个没有死亡、没有疾病、没有眼泪，然后所有的关系都是恢复到正常，就像神所造的那样子，就是沙龙，就是上帝的平安和我们同住。
Now, the world in which we live, in which we move and breathe and move around in, it is broken, terribly so.
所以我们所生活的这个世界呢，现在就是一个破碎世界，甚至是不是上帝所要的样子。
But in Eden.We have perfection.
但在伊甸园那里，我们有完美的一个答案。
So before we get to this, we need to remember that when we come to Genesis 2, what we are seeing is things as they should be.
所以在我们在花时间看之前呢，我们要记得说，在创世纪第二章里面，我们看到事情就是神所设立的那个事情的样子。
So let's move to the first question: Who are we?And how did we get here?
所以我们回到一个问题，就是我们是谁？我们怎么会在这里
？Verse 7 tells us, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, And man became a living being.
所以在第七节里面讲的是耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Now the Hebrew word for the breath of life is nefesh. God nefeshed us. He went and he blew into us the breath of life.
Yeah, 所以在希伯来文里面，这个呼吸这个词是 nefesh， 意思就是他把他的气吹到我们的，吹到我们里面。
Without this breath of life that God puts into us, we are dead.
如果没有神给我们的这个生气，我们就是死人一样。
And our bodies dissolve into the dust from which we came.
这个尘土就会回到尘土里面。
Who are we?
我们是谁呢？
We are created by God.
我们是被神所造的。
Why is that important?
这对我们来说为什么这么重要呢？
That tells me that there's a reason that I'm here. There is a purpose for life, and we find that purpose in our Heavenly Father, who not only desires for us to reach out to Him, He reaches out to us.
所以这个不只是 他不只是告诉我们说我们为什么在这里，而且还告诉了我们，我们被造是有一个目的的，然后并且我们只有在上帝那里，我们才可以去找到这个目的。不只是我们在找他，而他是先找到我们。
As opposed to other philosophies, I am not the result of some random bunch of goo that was put into primordial earth. I am a creation.Of the Lord God Almighty, who created me, who loves me, who died for me, that I might have life eternal.
所以就是不像这些世界上所讲的这些哲理，或者是一些回答这个问题的答案一样，我们是一个随机的产物，而是我们是被神所造的，我们是有意义的。他为我们死，甚至他爱我们。
So the first thing we need to remember is that.We are created by God.
所以我们要记得，就是我们是被神造的，是有他形象的。
But the verse goes further. The verse tells us that we became a living being.
所以这个经文里面又讲到更多，就是说我们成为了一个有灵的活人。
The King James says we became a living soul.
就是英文的钦定版就讲到说我们是一个有灵并且活着的人。
As one of my Seminary professors told me long, long time ago, John, you don't have a soul, you are a soul.
所以就想让我想到我之前在学神学的时候，我的老师跟我讲说，原来你没有灵魂，而你就是有灵的，你就是有灵魂的。
For Hebrews of the Old Testament, he did not have a body; he was an animated soul body.A unit of living manifesting itself in fleshly form.
所以就是一个在希伯来人的这个理念当中呢，就是这个身体呢是和灵是一起的，它不是分开的，是一个生命表现在一个肉体的体征里面。
The Old Testament Hebrew would never say, "When I die, my spirit goes to heaven."
所以在旧约环境里的希伯来人，他不会说，当我死了之后，我的灵魂会到哪里去。
He would say, all of who I am is going to heaven.
而他会说的是，我这个人的所有所事都会到上帝，到天堂那里。
When we start talking about the division of who we are, mind, body, spirit, that's Greek thought. That's not biblical thought.
当我们讲到灵魂体这个分层的时候，这个是希腊人的哲学的思想，而不是圣经所要告诉我们的。
That's why the Bible teaches that at our resurrection, we will be bodily resurrected. That's why when Jesus was resurrected, he was resurrected bodily. That's why when he stood before the disciples, he ate.
所以这也是为什么圣经讲到说，当我们复活的时候，我们是有肉体的， 这也是为什么耶稣基督复活的时候，他是也是这个整个人升天的，然后也是说耶稣基督复活的时候，为什么他可以在那里和门徒吃肉啊，吃食物吃鱼的这个原因。
As we see, we could say it this way: we are a unified, integrated, living being.
我们就是一个肉体，他们是灵和体是在一起的一个活人。
Why is that important? All of who you are matters. Mind, and body, and spirit, all that who you are, personality, all that who you are, memory, the way we think, the way we believe is important. And the Bible would say to us,The Bible would say to us, take good care of the temple, all that you are.
所以为什么这对我们来说这么重要呢？就是我们的肉体，我们的思想，我们的灵，还有我们的性格，我们为什么这样去想，我们相信些什么东西，都是这么重要的。这也是为什么在圣经里面就跟我们讲到说，就是我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
The second question, what makes life meaningful and fulfilling.
那第二个问题就是什么是让生命是变得有意义、满足、充足的。
Verse 15 tells us the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it.
在圣经里面讲到，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园里面，叫他使他修理看守。
Two phrases are key: to work it, to take care of it.
就是修理和看守。
First, we are made for work.
第一个事情就是我们是其实工作是上帝所设立的。
Now, the Bible is not talking about any old kind of work. We are made for work that is eternal.
圣经讲到的说不只是说这种我们这种劳累的工作，而是说我们是为着永恒在工作。
That's the work that is seen as fruitful and meaningful and fulfilling.
就是蛮有果实的，并且能够让你能够感觉到充足的。
Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3:10, By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid.Which is Jesus Christ. Let me finish. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold or silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up,The builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames.
那么保罗在哥林多前书三章十到十五节里面讲到说，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外，没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过一样。
All work is not eternal.
我们当下所做的好像不是永恒的。
What is the work that you do that is eternal?
我们做的什么事情才能留到永恒呢？
Paul says that it has to be based upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
保罗讲到说这个必须是要立在耶稣基督的根基上。
He says all other work is going away.
其他的工作工程都会消失不见。
And what I found is that when I am doing work for the kingdom of God, I get satisfaction and meaning and purpose out of doing God's work.
当我在做的时候，我发现只有在我做神的工作的时候，才发现这是有意义的，并且它是让我能够得到满足的，因为这是神的工作。
Now that doesn't mean cutting the grass, or having a garden, or being a marine biologist, or being a lawyer, or a teacher, or any other particular job is not meaningful, or even a preacher is not meaningful. It is. But we must understand that the work that is eternal is that work which builds the kingdom of God.
所以我们想到工作的时候，不是说我们只是割草啊，或者是做一个律师，或者是我们是一个生物学家，或者是一个讲道的讲员。当然，这些有一定的意义，但真正到最后有意义的是什么事情能留到永恒，并且是为着上帝的国度在建造的。
And that builds upon the second point. We are made for stewardship.
这就讲到说，我们其实是有一个责任的。
We are stewards of that part of the reality of God that He has given us to manage.
所以就是我们是管理上帝的这给我们的这些真理的人。
Some of us have been given lots, and some of us have been given not so much. And some of us have been given a little bit.
不同的人上帝给了不同的恩赐，有多有少，或者是按照个人所量的给他。
The amount doesn't matter. What matters is, are we using what has been given to us to grow the kingdom of God?
这个多少并不重要，而重要的是我们是否在用上帝所给我们的去为上帝的国度在做工。
You remember the parable of the talents?
记得马太福音里讲到他的这个事情吗？
The master came and gave five talents to one man.Gave two talents to one man, gave one talent to one man. And he, it's not said, but it is also understood that they would take what was given by the master and that they would put it to work to grow the kingdom, his kingdom. And secondly, that there would be an accounting, that one day the master will come back and say,What did you do with what I gave you?
所以在这个耶稣给了一个比喻，说给一个人五个塔连德，另一个人两个塔连德，另外一个人是一个塔连德，就是让他们有一个期待，就是说你们去按照你所给的去做工，然后去扩展上帝的这个国度，而且到最后在他主人回来的时候会被结算。所以他到时候会问他说：“你拿着我所给你的，你用了多少呢？然后你是怎么在用它的
？”All three servants know that their job is to grow the master's wealth. The five and two talent servants double their master's money, and the one talent servant takes the money and hides it.
所以这些仆人呢都知道他们的工作呢就是扩张这个主人的财富。然后拿到五个和两个塔连德的这个仆人呢就把他的这个翻倍了，然后另外那一个人呢把他的那一塔连德的东西藏在土里。
When the master returns, he comes to judge all three of his servants, and notice he uses the exact same words to bless the five and two talent person. It does not matter whether you are a five talent or a two talent person.
所以当主人回来的时候呢，他是按照他们个人 所得的 所清算的然后去奖励他。那五塔连德的和两塔连德所得的奖励，其实要注意的是他们所得的都是一样的奖励，而那个一个的就不一样了。
Both are blessed, the five and two talent person equally.
所以这两个人都是平等的，都一样的被上帝所祝福。
And theMaster condemns the one talent servant and orders him thrown out of the master's kingdom.
然后这个主人呢，就把这个一个塔连德的这个藏起来的人呢，就扔到了他的国度之外。
There once was a man who was an engineer, who was a member of a church that I was pastor. He was a deacon. He loved the Lord. But he was also a man who was obsessed with work. And he would brag about working 80 and 90 hours a week. He made a good living. He had 3 children. But he wasn't there to raise them. He wasn't there. I wonder about the talent, the judgment of my friend.
所以我有一个学工程的做工程师的朋友呢，他也是可能曾经是教会的执事之一呢，但是他总是去夸赞他自己工作的时长，每周可能工作80到90个小时。但是呢，他有3个孩子，只是当这个孩子在被培养长大的时候，这个父亲都不在身边。我就想说，那到时候审判的时候，他这个会是怎么样的结果
？Life is meaningful and fulfilling when I'm giving a good portion of myself, my time, and using that which God has blessed me to grow the kingdom of God. Be a good steward of it, so that when it comes time for me to pass on to the next generation, the kingdom is bigger. That is my job now, to pour into the next generation, that the kingdom might be bigger. That's your job, and your job, and your job, and your job. That's all the job of those of us who've been around, who've gone around the block a few times. It's your job to pour into the next generation that the kingdom might be bigger.
当我把自己的一部分去给出去，我的时间，就是上帝所祝福我的这个东西呢，给出去去扩张上帝的国度的时候呢，我发现生活是充满了意义，并且感觉让我感到非常满足。要做神的一个管家呢，就是说当就是时间过去，当我的人生到了尽头的时候，上帝能够说借着我的这个工作祝福到下一个世代，然后让上帝的国度得以扩张，就是像是说我把我的生活时间还有精力去花到下一个世代上面，让他们能够知道上帝的国度。
The second part of this question, Butch, would you flip back to the one before?Is what makes life meaningful? We see it in verse 18. So, go ahead.
Sorry. 所以我们看到说，什么东西能够让生命和生活变得有意义呢？就是在第二章的第十八节里面有讲到。
The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him."
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Now, most of the time when we see this word helper, we think this. That's not what the Hebrew says. The Hebrew word is ezer, and it literally means someone who helps in a way that builds upon the strength of each person.
所以当我们提到帮助者这个词的时候，我们总会想到说有一个上有一个下的这样的关系，但是在希伯来文里面，帮助者就是 either， 它的意思呢就是说在这个人有缺补的地方，我为他能够找补，让他可以得到一个补充。
The helper is one who supplies strength in places the other has no strength. That is literally what the word meansSo, my boss, I see the forest. She sees the trees. I see the path. She sees all of the obstacles that it's going to take to reach our goal.We couldn't reach our goal if we didn't see. We couldn't reach our goal if we didn't see the obstacles. We are partners. That's why God took Eve out of the side, not the head nor the foot. She is my partner. She is my advisor. Lots of times she knows a whole lot more than I do. And I'd be stupid not to listen to her. Hear what I'm saying? That's the helper.
所以他在讲到他的顶头上司嘛，然后就讲到说，当他只就是上师母，就是讲到说他只看到说这个林子的时候，但是师母能够看到这个树。他看到说他要去哪儿的时候，但师母能够看到说这个上面会有什么样的困难，我们要怎么样过去。如果没有看到，我们可能就不能达成这样的问题。而且呢，在这个实际情况下，很多时候他也是他的同伴，也是他的顾问，也是知道他并且了解他。的一个这样的一个人，这个就是我们所讲的帮助者的一个样子。
The term does not imply that the helper is weaker or stronger than the one helped.
这个讲的说这个帮助者呢，其实实际上不是说比这个被帮助的人更强或者是更弱，在这个里面。
So the second phrase that is important in this verse is suitable for him, or fit for him, or matching him, depending upon your translation.
所以在第二个重要的词呢，在英文里面就讲说 suitable， 在中文可能没有那么凸显，在这上面讲的就是说是合适的，并且是量身定制的一个样子。
Now, each of these is not the same as like him. Husbands and wives are not clones of each other, but they complement each other.
然后这个意思呢，就是说他不是说好像这个男人一样，而是说丈夫和妻子在婚姻当中呢，他们不是彼此的克隆人，而是一个彼此补足的一个角色的存在。
She is gifted in areas that I am not.
就像他有的恩赐呢，在有些地方是我没有的。
Thank God we listen to her sing instead of me.
而很多时候也感谢神，我听了他的话，而不是就是我们做决定的时候不是听我的想法。
What makes life meaningful and fulfilling? Life is meaningful and fulfilling when we have deep, long-lasting relationships.That use and build upon the many and varied gifts that God has given us.
什么事情能让我们的生命变得有意义呢？就是我们可以用上帝所给我们的恩赐去彼此建立一个长久持续的关系。
And that leads us to the fourth question. What is the basic relationship?
第四个问题就是说最基本的这个关系应该是怎么样的呢？
Thank you.Verse 24 says, That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh.
这就说到说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
The basic relationship is not parent and child. The basic relationship is husband and wife.
最基本的关系呢，不是父母和孩子的关系，而是妻子和丈夫的关系。
Marriage is between one man and one woman for life, and that relationship lives by the principle of mutual submission.
所以婚姻就是一个男人和一个女人一生的这样的一个关系，而且它的其中一个很基要的原则就是我们就两个人要彼此的去顺从。彼此的去，就是说，有点就是，彼此听嘛，互相听嘛。
Sounds good to me.
Right. Another word.
The marriage relationship is the basic relationship, and upon that relationship, all other relationships depend.
所以婚姻的关系就是其他我们生活中所有其他关系的基础的一个条，是一个基本嘛。
In Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6, Jesus said, What God has joined, Marriage is a covenant relationship.
所以在马太福音19:4-6里面，耶稣说就是神所设立的，这就是说婚姻是上帝所设立的一个约定，有一个代约的一个关系。
July 29, 1989, I stood at an altar with the most beautiful person I had ever seen in my life when she walked down that aisle. And we stood before God and we made a promise. I made a promise to her parents. I made a promise to my parents. But mostly, I made a promise to God.Covenant relationship is what marriage is about.
So, 在1989年7月29号呢，我见到这个漂亮的女士，我们站在众人的面前，我向她的父母去答应他们，然后向我的父母也有一定的承诺，但最重要的是，我们是在上帝面前去有这样的一个约的关系。
Now, the goal of a covenant between the man and the woman is to be one flesh.
所以这个最终的目的就是说这个男人和女人要成为一体。
To become speaks of process.
这讲到说成为呢，就是说这是有一个过程。
July 29, 1989, I became married, but it took and is taking years and years and years for us to become one flesh.
所以虽然在7月29号1989年的那天我们结婚了，但是这个花了我们很多很多很多年的时间去真正的说成为一体。
And then in Ephesians 5:21, Paul gives instructions for the home, and he begins with submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以在以弗所书的5:21就讲到说，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Mutual submission, that's the general principle that is to guide the members of a Christian household, beginning with husband and wife.
彼此顺服就像是我们作为基督徒一个很重要的一个元素之一，但是这个其实在婚姻，在妻子和丈夫之间会有很多的操练。
There are times when I submit to her.
有时候我也是会顺服她的。
If I have any sense, I'll do it a whole lot.
如果我有这个能够更快的察觉的话，应该会有更多的顺服。
There are times when she submits to me.
然后也有时候是她来顺服我。
I'm not the one who has a monopoly on the will of God. Every now and then, she has.The idea from God.
我不是在家里，我不是经常说我有所有上帝给我的这个旨意。那有的时候，他其实察觉上帝的旨意要比我更清楚一些。
So Genesis 2 answers 3 essential questions.
创世纪第二章就讲了三个我们人生中之间的大问题。
Who are we and how did we get here? We're created by God.We are a unified, integrated, living being. There is purpose for life. There is a reason we are here. We are created, as the Bible will go on to tell us, to do two things. To bring glory to God and to enjoy our relationship with Him forever.
第一个问题就是说我们是谁，我们怎么来到这里的，就是在里面也解释到说我们是被上帝所造的，我们是一个灵与肉体都是在一起的一个被造的人，然后我们是有目的有目标的，然后我们的原因在这里是要荣耀神，并且能够彼此享受我们之间的关系和神，并且和神的关系到永远。
What makes life meaningful and fulfilling? Doing work that is eternal, taking care of God's creationGod's way, long-lasting relationships in God's way.
什么是能够让生命能够充满意义和有价值的呢？就是做那个能存留到永远的事情， 并且用上帝的方式去对待上帝的创造物，用上帝的方式去建立一个能够长久持续的关系。
What is the basic human relationship? The basic human relationship is marriage between one man, one woman for life. And marriage is to live, to exist, to relate to one another by the principle of mutual submission.
所以最基本的人类人人与人之间关系是什么？最基本的关系就是一男一女之间的婚姻。然后婚姻呢，是说要活在一个彼此顺服的原则当中。
In this age of unbelief in the God of the Bible, we are seeing the consequences of this unbelief. Despair, depression, hopelessness, greed, lust, suicide, divorce, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, pornography, child abuse,People who choose homosexual relationships and marriages, people who decide to be transsexuals and binary. The list goes on and on and on.
所以在这个不相信圣经里所启示的上帝的时候呢，在这个世界这样的时候，我们看到有一个结果，就是说我们大家都陷入一个，大部分人陷入一个绝望、抑郁、无望、贪婪，然后充满了情欲、自杀、离婚，然后用药、滥用药、滥用酒，然后还有色情，然后还有对小孩的这种粗暴，还有一些人去选择了一个同性之间的关系，这些人去决定去改变自己的性别，这个事情就一直在发生。
These are symptoms of godlessness, the unbelief of people who live in our society and don't think for a minute.That it's not in churches. It is.
这些症状就是一个心中无神，就是不认识神的一个表现。在虽然说在我们的社会当中是存在在这些不信神的人里面，我们可能会觉得在教会里面没有，但是实际上也是有存在的。
But there is a solution. There is a solution.
这是有一个解决方案的。
Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near."
也是说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
In other words, stop living the ridiculous, stupid, sinful, destructive way you are living, and come to a better way of living that begins with repenting.
所以另一个角度去讲呢，就是说停止这种荒诞无稽的，然后又蠢笨，然后又自我毁灭，又充满罪的一个生活方式，回到上帝的面前。这个方式就是我们要悔改。
Return to the God of the Bible, who loves you, who will forgive you, who will receive you with joy into His kingdom, and who will teach you a better way of living.
而是回到一个圣经所启示上帝面前的爱你，他愿意去原谅你，并且接纳你，愿意去满有喜乐的去接你到他的国度当中，甚至愿意去教导你说怎么样应该活一个有意义更好的人生。
Don't be a slave to the things of this world, but obey Jesus, who said that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. There is hope.And that hope is in Jesus. Won't you choose life? Choose Jesus.
所以不要成为当今这个世界上的奴隶，但是我们要顺服耶稣。他说了，他的担子是容易的，他的轭是轻省的。然后这里也讲说，我们的希望和盼望应该都在基督里面。我们要去这样去选择他。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you for your word that we find in chapter 2 of Genesis.
神啊，感谢你把创世纪的第二章启示给我们。
We ask, oh Lord, that you would bury these truths into our hearts and minds deeply, that we might be your lighthouse in a dark city, that we might be salt and light, that we might share the good truth of the blessing of walking with you in spirit and in truth. Guide us, direct us, love us.
我们感谢你能够让我们能够听到这样的话，让我们能够把你的话记在心里，好让我们成为这个山上的城市上的光，可以去让别人能够认识你。
As only you can.
也只有你能做到这样。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ is a multi-ethnic church. You're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.